It's time for, of course, the Berkshire Edge Online, which is on air, berkshireedge.com, and they are on air, and they are back after, it seems like, a three-year absence, but it's only been 3 weeks. Good morning.
Good morning. It's just Marcy. Unfortunately, David is not back yet from taking his children to school. He called and said that he was going north, and he got stuck behind a snowplow. Apparently, it is snowing.
Yeah, no, our meteorologist
said... We don't
have
snow in Great Barrington, but he had to go up to Lenox.
Yeah, and they're probably going to get like 2 to 3 inches up there, supposedly. So that is the latest update. If you're heading north... Wait till the sun comes out.
Wait till the snowplows are done.
That's right.
Whatever that is.
All right. Well, while we're talking...
But anyway, I'm sorry. David always adds so much more since he is the editor, but we can get started.
We'll get started, and he comes along. He can join in.
He will come along.
All right.
He's rushing back.
Hopefully not rushing in
hopefully
snow.
Hopefully not.
So we're talking about snow, so let's talk about ice. But unfortunately,
not
ice that comes with snow. This is becoming more and more a common thing in different states where ice goes in and really disrupts. And I know they're doing their job. I'm not getting on the agents and everything like that. But they disrupt the community by coming in and just plucking somebody right from the community.
Well, this is really, very upsetting. There was a coffee shop in downtown Great Barrington called Fuel. And between 7:30 and 8 in the morning yesterday, a black car pulled up in front of the coffee shop. It's a pair of black SUVs and two officers, one plainclothes woman and another man wearing an ice vest, leaped out, grabbed a man who was walking by, dragged him into the SUV, and took him away. And the event took a couple of minutes. There were 7 or 8 people in the coffee shop, which has big windows in the front, watching the whole thing. And, they were very upset. And this man has roots in this community. He's worked here for a long time. He was the pastry chef at the Patisserie Lenox, which is sort of a door to away from Fuel. And he is a Greek man. He's of Greek ancestry, but was living in Albania before he came to the U.S. So it's not even, the kind of migrant that Trump is talking about. But anyway, now he's gone. And apparently he had some legal issue which was not immigration-related, but probably raised a red flag and drew the attention of ICE, because the owner of the Lenox Patisserie said that he had actually anticipated this, and that they had begun to make preparations for the possibility that he would be gone, and now he is. The Great Barrington Police, we have a policy in Great Barrington. Oh, here's David. Do you want to get a phone? Here's a phone. So we have a policy in this town that the police will not cooperate with ICE, but apparently the ICE asked them for police escort so they could go to this man's apartment and go through his papers, and I think that the Great Barrington Police agreed to do that. But, this is not the first time. David actually saw ICE grab somebody a couple of years ago, right? The same way. Car pulls up, the guy gets nabbed and pulled into the car, and he's gone. But it's, it is very upsetting. Yeah.
Cook at Capitol Street Cafe.
The last one, yeah.
All right, David, you're very low. I can't hear you very much in the background there.
Oh. David... Did you hear? You have to speak up.
Oh, he's not even on the phone.
He's not. He's trying to log in. Okay. He'll be with us.
All right. So it's something that is upsetting to see, and I can imagine it's upsetting to see on TV. And like I said, I'm not going against the ICE officers. This is not a, it's just an upsetting scene to see somebody plucked off a sidewalk and dragged away. Whether it's legally right or not, it's an upsetting thing to see.
Yes, it is, and of course it's a question of...
Well, you know what? This is... Hi, guys. But you know, this is what... Remember in Chile, how they the Pinochet regime used to just grab people?
Well, that's what I mean.
There's no difference here.
It's you know, it just looks... The visuals, you're exactly right. That's the bad thing about the visuals when you go in and you just pluck somebody off the street instead of waiting till they get to someplace and doing it in a different manner. When you just pluck somebody off the street...
Well, plucking them off the street...
It alarms people.
Now, I don't care where they grab them. This is outrageous.
Well, it is. Yeah. But it's, you know what? Welcome to the new world. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
I
mean,
well, they don't have to like it.
No, absolutely. I was just saying, you don't have to like it. And by the way, you should always be alarmed if somebody is just plucked off the street and put into a black van, no matter where. No matter who does it.
The point is, you know, we're next, you know.
Well, that's you know, it's just a real bad visual for this country and for what we stand for. I wanted to get onto another story though, which makes me smile though, and that Friday, Gray Parrington's first recreational marijuana retail shop will be opening, and it's actually a shop that's been operating for medical marijuana for a while, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Very well known.
Right.
And folks, it's north of the shopping complex on Route 7.
Miles,
yes.
Did I see you in line there?
No, just
wondering.
No, I did send an email to them. I would like one day to go up there and interview them and get a tour through it. But I would imagine that when it opens up on Friday, that they're going to have a line all day long.
Well, not only that, but I was told by somebody who knows somebody who works there that the nearby restaurants are all stocking up with extra help and extra food.
You know what they should stock up with? They should stock up with sugar.
Munchies, right.
Munchies, right.
And for you Connecticut residents, of course, with Troop B in North Canaan, I would think there'll be a little bit of more heightened police presence on patrolling near the borders.
I'm sure, because, you know, Great Barrington is very accessible to Connecticut and New York State. So, you know, I am assuming that people will be coming across the border. I mean, this is a little bit outside of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, on the road north of downtown. So at least there's parking there. And I am concerned about what's going to happen when the shops open in downtown Great Barrington, because the traffic will be horrendous and there'll be no parking.
A lot of Connecticut and New York license.
Yeah,
and then the question really becomes, just because I have a messed up mind, is like, is there resale? Do you have people doing resale?
Well, I wondered about that. Right. I asked about that. No, there is not.
And here's
not legally.
I understand.
Here's how Connecticut's going to deal with it. If you get caught in Connecticut with under a certain amount, where it's plain obvious that it's recreational and that you're going to use it, it's just a fine. It's not an arrest. It's just a fine. But if you have over a certain amount on you, then even if you're not going to sell it, if it appears that you're probably going to try to sell it, then you're going to be arrested for possession of possible sale of marijuana.
Okay,
right.
That's the way Connecticut. I don't know.
I'm just curious how you deal with
I don't know
people
how New York.
Yeah,
well,
there are people
know,
who stock
you know,
up on
that,
paper towel too.
Well, the other thing is that, you know, I read an article the other day about the experience in California, where it's been legalized for a while, and they are finding, first of all, that it has not been the windfall, the tax and revenue windfall that the state expected. One reason being that there is still a huge market in illegal trade, that people still seem to prefer to buy it illegally rather than going into the legal shops. And I can only assume that the black market sales are below market rate.
It's quality is better.
The quality is better?
No,
I mean, the thing is that, you know, why would you buy it illegally?
Well, the
states... Except that you don't want to stand in line, maybe.
The states...
Or cheaper.
the states will deal with that eventually because they're not going to give up on it. Once the revenue stream starts coming in, they're not going to give up on it. But I think it's interesting that that it's finally here. We talked about this now for the past year or so, and it's finally here. And you even have a shop in Sheffield that's probably going to be open. I don't know whether it's going to be open this summer or not, but that'll be even more interesting to see what happens.
Right.
All right.
We also have a very interesting series of articles by a writer named Sheila Clary about the implications of the legalization of marijuana. And if anybody, if anybody wants to find them, I mean, they're all still on the edge. And if you go to the article that says Great Barrington braces itself for recreational pot shops Friday opening, at the bottom of that article, there are links to all three of Sheila's articles, which are very thoughtful. And
yes, they're entitled Opening the Weed Gates.
And, she talks about the fact that this is not without, everybody seems to think that marijuana is, a free pass, and and it's fine, but she talks about the fact that it is not, it's not quite without problems.
Well, I think you can highlight the story, Reap What You Sow.
And yeah, there's just right, one other quick sidelight, and that is mind your pets, because it's prescribed sometimes for pets, but too much is not good.
Well, the other thing is, for all of us who, had experience with marijuana in our youth, this stuff that's being sold now is far more potent than what we knew. So that's the other issue, that, this is really strong stuff. And there is a concern. I mean, what do you do? I mean, if somebody's stoned and driving, first of all, we don't have a good test of, you don't have a breathalyzer. And how do you deal with people who get stoned and drive? So there are issues even, beyond the issue of personal, endangerment, which is everybody's right. If they want to endanger themselves, they can go do it, but I don't really want them endangering me.
I was lucky. My formative years in radio were spent living outside of Woodstock, New York, I saw and participated, because I was young, in marijuana use on a daily basis, and used on a daily basis with the same caution you use liquor with, which is not doing it when you're driving. It never created any problems. But of course, mixing with alcohol, driving, and stuff, that's all stuff that's good, that individuals will have to work out, and some people.
Yes, right, and the jurisdictions will have to work.
And
out
some
too.
People will, and some people won't. Just like it's just the way it is in life. But it's interesting that now it's so close to home that we here in Connecticut, who will be legalizing marijuana probably this session, and legalizing gambling, we'll have a nice look at what goes on in South County to see what to expect here.
Yeah, right. Well, and we've been looking at Colorado too, which was the first.
All right, let's go on to the Southern Berkshire.
Okay.
I'm afraid to go out here to the Southern Berkshire Regional School District, simply because there's always been so many. But this is a story about overseas students.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're this is an interesting. They're taking global education seriously, and. By participating in what's called the World Education Alliance, and this offers short and long-term exchanges of students and educational travel. So some students from the Berkshires are going to overseas. We have a picture of kids from Mount Everett Regional High School in India. And
it's a great picture.
Yeah, it's a great picture. They are leaping for joy. Also, it looks like summer. But on the other hand, we have exchanges over foreign students coming and spending time in Mount Everett too. So this is a really positive thing, I think. It breaks down the kind of stereotypes, and it also makes students much more aware of the world around them and beyond them. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Yeah. So, and I might say that it enables the Berkshire Regional School District to have a few more students because of the, as we've reported endlessly, the student population in the Berkshires in Berkshire County is dropping. And Mount Everett Regional High School in the southern Berkshire region is particularly vulnerable to this decrease in the number enrollment.
Well, it's we here in Housatonic Valley Regional High School have one of the oldest, longest-running chapters of AFS, American Field Service, where students come here and go to foreign lands. And it's truly a good thing because the world is so small. It's a way for people to find out about other cultures. I want to move on to the next story because we only have about 4 minutes left, and that's Shout Out to Dine Out.
Yes.
Yes. This is Jeanette Ingalls, an artist in Lenox. She lives in Lenox, I believe, and she's campaigning to bring attention to human trafficking, and it's an issue that touches every community, but is really sort of largely hidden. And so she's campaigning to bring this. She has a Shout Out Loud Productions is her her little production company, and this is their latest project, which is she, I think, is herself a victim.
She was adopted as a young person, but before that, she had been forced into child prostitution.
She's Filipino. Actually.
Filipino, yes.
Yeah.
She's made a couple of interesting points, which are not obvious, but the euphemisms that people are using is sort of child sex workers and I forget what the other term was, but she says, it makes it sound as if the children have a job, and that somehow, that kind of phrasing cleans it up. But she said, this is not, I wasn't a child sex worker. I was a slave and forced to, become involved in sex. It wasn't my choice. And so she's committed to making sure that, people understand the horrors of what's going on. And she's also, I think, is this right, David? She's enlisted a number of local restaurants who will donate a percentage of their profits to her organization and over the next month or so, which is a very smart idea because this is a slow time for restaurants and this is a good way to bring people into them.
All right.
So we have a list of the restaurants on the site.
All right. And one final story, and this is something that people tend to overlook a lot here in Northwest Connecticut and adjacent New York, but homeless in the Berkshires.
Right.
This is a woman named Rita DeShell, who has been whose story and narrative we've been running as she's written it, and she's a real advocate of Construct in Great Barrington, which is an organization that deals with people who are homeless and finding them shelter and a permanent residence. So she tells her story. This is the second story that she's written for us, and the first one was to describe how she became homeless, and this one she describes how Construct has really changed her life and made it allowed her to recover some sense of her humanity and in belonging to a community, and it's really touching.
And Construct, by the way, is celebrating its 50th anniversary
right.
this year, so we are and we are great fans of. So that we will
yeah.
be doing more stories about Construct, but they really are a terrific organization and a real treasure in the Berkshires. So,
yeah,
all right,
but
well,
this is, you know, this is a very interesting story about how a woman has managed to survive. You know, last year she was living in her car,
right?
And we wrote about it, and it's still on our site. So.
All right.
All right. Issues and welcome back. Big issues.
Well,
welcome. Big
Happy
issues. Welcome back. They're probably going to be around next week as well. Happy New Year.
Yes. Well, Happy New Year. And
all those stories and more. TheBerkshireEdge.com. TheBerkshireEdge.com.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, guys. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. That is this week with the Berkshire Edge Online.